We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I swear, if I get one more call or text from some random stranger asking me if I'm going to vote, I'm going to lose it.
But are you going to vote?
I'm voting.
Have you responded to anyone and said, yes, I'm voting?
I have. I responded to two of the phone calls.
All right.
None of the text messages. But how many people are going to ask me?
Don't
they write it down when I say that I'm voting so they can let the next volunteer know? Like, oh, hey, he said he's going to vote. Maybe we shouldn't call him a million more times.
Actually, they write down he's got a sexy voice. Everybody should call and listen to him.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. In that case, keep calling. But if all the commercials and text messages and emails and phone calls and social media posts and yard signs still haven't convinced you to vote yet, then maybe some light groping will.
Oh. What? Now, this is what we're missing in the political landscape.
Hey,
wait, actually, I think there's a lot of this in the political landscape.
Yeah. Well, according to a new survey, about 4% of people say they would use a, quote, romantic bribe to convince someone to send in their ballots.
I'll go to the polls.
That's now, a different type of poll.
Yeah.
Yes.
The survey doesn't define exactly what a romantic bribe means, so you might think that's like a nice candlelit dinner with a personal violinist next to the table.
That is some heavy romance.
Or most likely your mind went where everyone else's went.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight into the pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the survey also found 20% of people would guilt someone into voting. 10% would use reverse psychology.
Okay.
I bet you won't vote, bro.
Yeah.
What do you mean you won't?
I think that would actually work more than the sexual stuff.
6% would use a food bribe.
Oh, that would work, dude.
Free tacos at the polls.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would cheat. I'm like, I voted 4 times.
Yeah.
No.
And 5% say they would use a cash bribe to convince someone to vote.
Dude, that would get everyone
I
to
think
vote.
That's illegal, isn't it?
More than just illegal, I think bribing people to do something for personal gain is just disgusting.
Oh, right? Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're above that?
I would never do something like that.
That's why we do every radio contest ever, to bribe people into listening.
By the way, listen to our radio station. We might have a contest at some point where we give you money or concert tickets, but only if you listen.
Yeah.
Let's move on to happier things with the shock collar question of the day. We've got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out and see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear us sing. Jose had the bucket last, so he's drawing a name out. Who'd you get, Jose?
I need to just read these out loud before I read them in my head. Jose! Oh, hey, I didn't know we were cousins.
All right. Jose is putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
There's a software engineer named John Wainwright. And according to him, he's just a regular guy who works in the technology field.
Uh-huh.
But did you know Amazon named one of its first buildings in Seattle after him?
Huh. Really?
He never made any donations to get that distinction, nor did he work for the company or hold stock in it, and he's never met Jeff Bezos either.
What?
So, why did Amazon name one of their first buildings after John Wainwright?
Sounds like a cowboy, doesn't he?
Wainwright. The name's John Wainwright, partner.
That's a nice ancient reference for everybody.
Your all the grandmas and grandpas are laughing.
Yeah,
right
they're
now.
Cracking up.
So you got to think of why would they do this? Obviously, like you said, not financial reasons, but some sort of inspiration or for some reason he discovered something that made Amazon very successful. Like maybe he came up with the invented books.
Yes.
I was thinking more of like Amazon doesn't care that much about books anymore, but cares more about like your credit card information.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the guy that figured out how to do credit cards.
But this is like back when Amazon first started, and that was all they did.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, but hasn't Jeff Bezos only ever cared about money? I mean, even though he used books as a guise,
that's
right?
not true. He cares about infidelity too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's the name itself, guys. Like, he owned Amazon.com before, and they were like, oh, here, we'll give you $10 for the name. And then they became a multi-billion dollar franchise, and they're just like, nah, we owe him because we're never going to pay him out.
But he's never met Bezos. And you think if you were in some sort of negotiations to buy something from him, you would have met Jeff Bezos in the early days.
And, you know,
when they say Amazon campus, the building's named after them. It's not like the campus started right when Amazon started. I mean, Amazon was little. The campus came much later after they were successful.
Campus, is that the place where you see the pictures of the big spheres and the biodomes?
Let's back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're getting farther away from the answer. Let's hear the question one more time.
John Wainwright isn't known worldwide for his professional work, but his name does grace one of Amazon's first buildings in downtown Seattle. He's a software engineer who lives in Sunnyvale, California, and he never donated money to Amazon, never worked for Amazon, and never even met Jeff Bezos. Why did Amazon name a building after John Wainwright?
So he's a software engineer.
What if he was the very first review that was, he was the very first reviewer on Amazon?
That's good.
Maybe he's the first purchase. Maybe he was the first person to ever purchase something from Amazon.com. Because even though he's a software engineer, he said it's not because of his, he's not known for like his professional accolades.
Maybe he bought a software engineering book off of Amazon as the first book.
Software engineering for dummies.
Yeah.
And then it got real embarrassing when he had to tell his boss.
Yeah.
Jake said he didn't invest anything though. Would buying a book be an investment?
No. Then you're a customer. So. An investment is...
A consumer.
As much as you think, you haven't invested in Postmates. You're just a customer.
I own the company.
Okay.
Be quiet.
Okay.
One day we're going to sell.
I like Brooke's idea of he was one of the very first customers to buy something off the site.
I think so. Like their first successful transaction or something.
I think we can finalize this. I think he was the first person to purchase off Amazon.
I like the idea that most companies will just put the first dollar that was transacted, but they just name a whole building after the person because they're Amazon.
That'd be awesome.
California resident John Wainwright is one of the first people to have their name placed on an Amazon building, and it's all because of his choice in reading material. Back in April 1997, a friend who worked at a tiny startup company named Amazon convinced John to buy a book about computers.
Hey.
The site was new and they were finally able to take orders online, so John did it as a favor to his buddy and became the first customer of the online bookstore. And years later, Amazon named a building to honor.
We did it!
And it was a software engineering book.
Yeah! Oh, Jeff, you were right!
We were all right on that one. That never happened. Since we guessed correctly, somebody wants to hear Jake sing Mood by 24K Golden.
Ooh.
Why you always in the mood? Mess around, acting brand new. I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but trying to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything look better with a view. Why you all?
Oh, wow. He had the whole choreography going while he was singing.
Why did I get that on video? Yeah.
Follow us on TikTok, Brooke and Jeffrey.
We could have been TikTok famous if we had that on video.
I know. You should have seen the hip action that was going on over there. That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.